Module 3. Old Stuff Day. First listen and then answer the question below. How could we deal with the old things according to the passage? March 2nd is Old Stuff Day. It is all about old stuff. Things you used have been forgotten for ages in your home, such as an old TV, old toys, board games, books, and clothes of yesterday. You must have some old stuff around, and today is all about enjoying it. Because what's better than finding something really great from days gone by? It's so easy to forget things you have. If you don't use them every day, you may put some of them in the box or under your beds. And that's not just the things in your home. Technology grows so quickly, new toys come out all the time, and new books keep coming out. In the age of new information, we can have so many things easily, but today is all about remembering the things we sometimes leave behind. We've learned to value what age can bring to things. Wines, for example, are more valuable and tastier as they grow older. It's certain that old things still have their uses, value, or charm. People today will pay a pretty penny for stamps, toys, video games, board games, books, coins, and clothes of yesterday. You can really get into the charm of old things by visiting a junk shop. Another person's old stuff could be your new stuff. Or maybe now is a good day to clean up. Old stuff could become a great gift for someone else, or you could always send your old things to a charity shop. If you're free, you could turn your old clothes into new ones with just a little change. Today could be a good day to visit your older families. You could ask your grandparents to tell you stories about family history, their childhood, and their youth. Learn about what was going on in the world when they were growing up. Most of all, remember that today's new stuff will one day be old stuff.